The news is read by Susan Jackson.
Israel has launched dozens of strikes on nuclear targets in Iran in what's being seen as a major escalation of the conflict in the Middle East. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israeli forces had struck at the heart of Iran's ballistic missiles program to block the country developing nuclear weapons. Iran has vowed to retaliate. Here's our global security reporter Yvonne Murray.
In the early hours of the morning, explosions were reported in the Iranian capital of Tehran. Soon after, the Israeli military said it had carried out the strikes targeted at Iran's nuclear and military sites. Iranian state media confirmed the headquarters of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard had been struck, killing the commander-in-chief, Hossein Salami. In Israel, residents were woken up by alerts on their phones declaring an extreme emergency, and Israeli officials warned of a counterattack in the immediate future. It comes as talks between the United States and Iran over Tehran's nuclear program have stalled, and the International Nuclear Watchdog, the IAEA, declared Iran in breach of its non-proliferation agreements. But the US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, said Washington was not involved in the attacks and warned Tehran not to respond by hitting American bases in the region. A spokesperson for Iran's armed forces said the US and Israel would pay a heavy price for the strikes, raising fears of a wider regional war. Yvonne Moriarty, News, New York.
Gardaí are continuing to question a 62-year-old businessman for a second day about the murder of Annie McCarrick, the American woman who went missing in Dublin over 32 years ago. Detectives arrested the man at his home in County Meath yesterday morning. His period of detention was extended for a final 12 hours last night. A search at a house in Clondalkin will resume today. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí are today continuing an invasive search at a house in Clondalkin in Dublin for a second day as part of the investigation into the murder of Annie McCarrick. They're using heavy machinery, including a digger, a Kango hammer, consaw and power tools, to excavate parts of the house and garden as part of a search expected to last a number of days. Gardaí say the current residents are not connected in any way with Annie McCarrick or her disappearance. The 62-year-old man arrested on suspicion of murder by detectives from the Serious Crime Unit in Irishtown is still being questioned at a Dublin Garda station today. The businessman whose home in County Meath has also been searched knew Annie McCarrick in the 1990s and is described by Gardaí as an associate who moved in her circle. His period of detention was extended by a chief superintendent for a final 12 hours last night. He must either be charged or released later today. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been visiting the site of yesterday's Air India plane crash in the city of Ahmedabad. It comes as investigations continue following the crash, which claimed the lives of all but one of the 242 people on board. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner was en route to Gatwick Airport when it crashed. Our London correspondent, Tommy Maskell.
Last night, Air India confirmed that 241 people on board the London-bound flight were killed. There was just one survivor, a British national of Indian origin, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh. His brother, who was also on the flight, is still missing. DNA tests are now being carried out on the bodies of the victims. Meanwhile, the names of some of those on the flight are also starting to emerge. There were 53 British nationals on board the plane. The UK has sent an investigation team to assist Indian authorities. Last night, the British Foreign Secretary chaired a COBRA meeting. David Lammy said afterwards that the UK Foreign Office has established a crisis team to support families of the victims. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
Police were attacked during a fourth consecutive night of trouble in Northern Ireland. Disorder switched from County Antrim to County Armagh, where rioters clashed with PSNI public order units in Portadown. It followed an anti-immigration rally in the town centre, which was attended by hundreds of people that had passed off without incident. A US appeals court has allowed President Donald Trump to maintain his deployment of National Guard troops in Los Angeles. It comes amid protests over stepped-up immigration enforcement. The Court of Appeals decision does not mean that the court will ultimately agree with President Trump, but it does leave command of the Guard with the President for now. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Showery rain will clear to the north this morning, clearing from North Ulster by around lunchtime. It'll then be a bright day nationwide with a mix of sunshine and scattered showers, some of them heavy. Highest temperatures of 17 to 21 degrees with mostly moderate southerly winds.